Please in Season, written by Becoming a Being and read by Sun Kitten Shash, an Only Friends Boston Nick fic. Boston hasn't gotten laid in a week. If this goes on for much longer, his balls may just explode. Tonight, he takes the SkyTrain to Siloam with a single purpose. Unfortunately for him, it's only after reaching the area that he realizes he forgot condoms. Not trusting the other guy, whoever he turns out to be, to have any, he quickly slips into Siloam Complex to buy some. The pharmacy is on the second floor. While he's there, he figures he'll take a leak in what promises to be a much less crowded bathroom than the ones at the clubs. A man in a hoodie and violently neon sneakers is blocking his entrance to the bathroom. Boston lightly taps him on the shoulder. The man is so startled, he nearly jumps out of his skin.
"Whoa, sorry," Boston says with his hands raised. "Just need to pass."
The man flushes a deep crimson before shuffling to the side with a muttered apology. The first thing Boston notices when he enters the bathroom is a beefy foreigner exiting one of the stalls. Boston doesn't miss the way the man's eyes linger on him, so he shoots him a cheeky wink. The man grins in response.
"Have fun, dude," he whispers in English,
oddly conspiratorial, as he brushes past Boston on his way out.
"What the fuck was that?"
Shaking it off, he beelines to one of the urinals and unzips his jeans. A guy walks out of the stall right next to the one the foreigner was occupying. Boston steals a glance at him while he's washing up at the sink. The man undoubtedly looks and smells of sex. Unable to stifle his curiosity, Boston heads towards the two stalls at the far end of the room as soon as the man leaves. There's nothing extraordinary about them as far as Boston can make out. Scoffing at his own overactive imagination, he turns to leave. That's when he spots it. In all his years of being an out-and-proud gay man in Bangkok, he has never seen one of these. At least not in a public bathroom. There's a glory hole carved into the divider separating the two walls.
What are the odds?
The man in the neon sneakers enters the bathroom just as Boston is about to exit. He keeps his head down and hood up, shuffling to one of the stalls Boston was inspecting. The lock clicks shut behind him. The possibility of an anonymous public encounter has Boston's blood rushing south. Decision made, he ducks into the other stall and locks the door.
Mister?
A shaky voice seeps through the divider. Boston hazards a guess.
First time here?
Yeah, mystery man replies.
Will you... can I... It's okay. It's my first time here, too.
For some inexplicable reason, Boston feels the need to reassure this guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Boston palms his bulge as he poses the all-important question.
So, want to suck my dick?
He really hopes Mystery Man isn't expecting things to go the other way round. A dull thud echoes from the other side.
Please, Mystery Man says, sounding hoarse already.
Without further ado, Boston shoves his jeans and his underwear down his thighs and slides his cock through the hole. He can make out some indistinct noises on the other stall before a lubed hand wraps around his cock. Boston groans in a mixture of relief and arousal. Mystery Man slowly pumps his cock to full hardness. "Wait," Boston says. The hand stills. "What's wrong?" the man asks. "Nothing, just..." Boston takes out a condom and slips it through the hole, waiting for Mystery Man to take it. "Put this on me."
"Oh, okay."
The sound of the packet ripping open is loud in the quiet. Mystery Man works fast, smoothly rolling the condom over Boston's cock before swallowing him down. Even through the condom, Boston can feel the warmth of his mouth. It takes a minute or two for them to find their rhythm, before Mystery Man is blowing him in earnest, his lips gliding over Boston's cock in sharp thrusts. Boston has to bite his own wrist to keep quiet. Still, the occasional whimper slips through, and each time it seems to spur the man on.
"So good,"
Boston praises as he feels his climax coming.
"I'm close."
The man hums around Boston's cock, the vibrations driving him to the edge until he's spilling inside the condom. Boston isn't sure about glory hole etiquette. Should he offer to blow the guy? Mystery Man makes the decision for him.
"Thanks, mister," he says.
"You can leave first."
"Thank you. That was, great."
Their exchange feels strangely formal, which is so ridiculous, Boston has to bite his lip to keep from laughing out loud.
"Bye, then."
Boston's phone needs repairing, thanks to his wonderful friends, who can never seem to mind their own business. He finds a store near campus with decent ratings. The guy at the register is deeply immersed in some video game. Boston has to slip behind the counter to get his attention. When the guy looks up, Boston is taken aback. It's Mystery Man from a few weeks ago. "My name is Nick," he introduces himself, seemingly unaware of their clandestine encounter. But his eyes travel up and down Boston's body in obvious interest. Under the bright lights of the store, Nick is very cute. Boston smirks, unabashedly checking him out.
"I think we're going to be great friends, Nick."